Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It's Naturally Green on WYSL 1040, 92.1 FM. And we are back to winter. We didn't have any other than a few flurries in Rochester, but I saw some photos from the Finger Lakes with, you know, coating nice white decks and lawns and houses. Just a coating. Maybe we'll get a little bit more. The wind chill is like 19 about now, and crazy cold, way below normal temperatures. But, you know, every year they say our normal frost-free date is May 15th, and invariably, even though some years it were much warmer than this and it really doesn't look like we could get a frost, we do. And one of these years I'll learn, and I'll stop taking all of my tropical plants out of my office and putting them outside. If it gets down, you know, near 32, I put them in the garage. But if they're predicting 28, I don't trust our garage is going to keep them warm enough. And I had to lug them all back inside. So I did that yesterday. Hopefully the last time. I put them out like a month ago, which was way too early. I should have known. And I've been moving around since then, in and out, in the garage, out of the garage. And, you know, these begonias, which is one of the main plants, don't like the cold. And I got an elephant ear, too, that's really cool. It's huge. But, you know, it doesn't appreciate 28 degrees. We have a special guest from Fruition Seeds. Petra Pageman is with us to give us an update on what they're doing. I think today is their first day of curbside pickup. Good morning, Petra.
Good morning, Michael. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah, how many feet of snow do you have in Naples?
Oh, a solid quarter inch. Yeah. Melting.
Excellent.
As we speak, but oh my gosh. Yes, it is the December of our May.
Right.
Slash is spring in the Finger Lakes. Nobody's surprised.
That's true. I mean, we feign surprise every year, but it's really
yes.
To be expected. So what's Fruition Seeds? You've had a busy spring, I imagine, because a lot of people have been thinking about seeds. More people are planting seeds, and that's got to affect the number of people contacting you and ordering.
It's been really so inspiring, honestly, to realize that people, at least some people, and in our experience, many, many people in this time are grounding themselves in their gardens and thinking of seeds and feeding themselves and their families and their communities in really creative, extraordinary, and in such generous ways. And yes, it's been really inspiring. So I definitely, for years, it's been, you know, it's my life work to help people grow more abundance and share more abundance. And now it's my full-time job to turn pandemic gardeners into joyful, lifelong gardeners.
Exactly.
So, I can't imagine a better job for myself.
So you've been busy shipping and things, but you weren't able to do a lot of the flower shows. I think you probably did some of them before things were shut down, but normally you would have done just like flower shows and events every weekend all spring long, I think.
Yeah, totally. It's really heartbreaking. We love people, and we love talking and actually connecting and having relationships with people is so much more important than really anything else that we do. So it was really humbling to realize that we weren't going to see, you know, thousands and thousands, in actuality, like tens of thousands of people that we normally do. But it's a small price to pay for the public service, because most of the people who would be showing up to those flower shows aren't the people who would be most affected, aren't the most vulnerable people anyway. So it was a huge, it's been a huge spring of revelation for us all, for Fruition Seeds included.
Yeah, well, you...
But another exciting, in lieu of more personal, like face-to-face, I've been doing a lot more live Q&As twice a week I do live Q&A on both Facebook and Instagram each. So that's a really wonderful way to just hang out and ask questions and be in our garden and be in our greenhouse and just have real connection. So that's been a really extraordinary way.
And people can go back and see those, right, through Facebook?
Yeah, the Facebook replays are there, and also the entire archives are in our Seed Starting Academy, which we made free 2 months ago. So our Seed Starting Academy has over 7 hours of how-to video tutorials on sowing indoors and outdoors and succession sowing throughout the seasons, all kinds of awesome information. And so there's the actual how-to videos. That's the vast majority of it. But then every week I'm adding all of our Q&A archives to that. So it's our Instagram as well, which is really fun because I'm collaborating with Kira Avery, who provides ASL interpretation for our Instagram Q&As once a week. So they're interpreted as well. And so all of that is on our Seed Starting Academy that's totally free now. And you can find that at fruitionseeds.com.
And I guess in general, what are a couple of the biggest challenges people have or things they might not know about planting seeds here this spring?
Well, you know, funny you should ask, just yesterday I published a blog about the seeds to not transplant. And so there are a lot of seeds, you know, some seeds absolutely, like tomatoes, we really need to transplant them in our short season or else they're really not going to surround us with much abundance. And there are some plants that really prefer to be direct sown. And then there are other plants that really don't care, like basil and lettuce, kale. You can transplant, you can direct sow. They're going to be fine either way. But some things like zucchini is genuinely happier direct sown, and watermelons included. And it's counterintuitive because we live in a short season. We garden in a short season. So, and, you know, I grew up right here in Naples thinking that I couldn't grow watermelon because our season was too short. And, in fact, I realized years later that we can grow watermelon. We just need the right seeds. And most seeds are developed for California and Florida, which are shipping most of the produce to the continent. And so it turns out you have great regionally adapted seeds if you live in the Central Valley of California. But if you don't live there, you're up a creek. And certainly for some things like lettuce, we don't notice it as much. But for things like peppers and tomatoes and certainly watermelon. We just started a blog that is the 7 seeds to resist transplanting.
So have you planted your watermelon zucchini seeds yet, or do you need warmer soil temperatures?
Exactly. We're going to wait a few more weeks yet at least. Yeah, soil temperature is everything. And some seeds you can direct sow, like peas, you only want to direct sow, and you can sow those now. Cilantro doesn't mind if it's cold or hot. It'll take longer to germinate in cool soils, but if you're planting peas, you can totally plant cilantro, and it will come up in about the same time frame as your peas, which is just amazing. But our zucchini, our watermelons, it'll be the final week in May at the earliest. We'll see. This year is proving to be so wet and really quite cold. So, you know, there's the ideal germination temperature for most seeds is 75, 78 degrees. So it takes a while for, you know, the soil to warm up like that. And one of the key things that I just really want to share with people is, like, everything is changing. Nothing is permanent. And we have all of these little quips, like, plant your peas by St. Patrick's Day and final frost is Memorial Day. And, you know, like, these generalizations are generalizations and they're helpful. But using our eyes and making sure that we're critically engaging with the dynamic environment we live in and not just taking things for granted, including, oh, Petra's planting her peas, it's time for me to plant my peas. The more we can be just, you know, understanding all the variables at play and then responding to our environment kind of case by case, it breaks us out of that one-size-fits-all mold that our culture just so deeply loves.
Well, it's watching Mother Nature. That sort of forces you to each year, as you know, whether when the peepers are singing or the newts are crossing the road or the toads
totally.
Are in the pond. These things change.
For years, I've been keeping this calendar, this perpetual calendar, so that I can make notes on, you know, when the first crocus is blooming and when the woodcock arrives and all these little things in the world around me, and just generally seeing, you know, if there's interesting correlations. And, you know, most of the, and so I've been doing this for the last 9 years. Even though I grew up here in the Finger Lakes, I spent over a decade not here, working on other farms, growing organic seed before moving back and starting Fruition in 2012. But so since 2012, I've been keeping notes of all these things. And one of the things that I feel really confident in is if your crocus are blooming, you can plant peas. And it'll take a little while to germinate, but it'll be warm enough that they'll be able to survive.
And that's sort of the science of phenology. I think you do
right.
things based on when plants are blooming. When the forsythia is blooming, it's time to look for aphids on your roses.
Totally.
And I did plant my peas while the crocuses were blooming, and my peas are 2 inches high out in my garden.
Yes, that's awesome.
We'll see how they do this week, but they're tough. They like cold weather. I've never seen self-sown, you know, seeds that were sown in the ground die from a frost. Have you? I mean, it must happen at some point, but I really haven't seen it.
Yeah, now that you say that, I definitely have not seen that. That I've seen plants that were started indoors
right.
and planted outdoors die all the time.
Yes.
But not the other way around. If they're hard, I've also planted seeds in ground that they just rotted in. It was too cold and too wet. But yeah, I think I can't think of a time that's been an exception. If you plant a seed in cold ground, if it actually germinates and is jumping out and is cold hardy, bring on the 2 inches of snow. Our peas didn't flinch.
I got to check Naples, but Monday night is supposed to be 28 here in Rochester. And that's going to start to push the limits on what my spinach seedlings, which are also a couple inches high, what they're willing to deal with. If it goes below that, it could get interesting, but that'll be a good test. It's all a science experiment in the end, right?
Totally. It's all just an experiment. We're just evolution. We are not excluded from. We're
right.
all just playing. And, I mean, there's no guarantee in what's going to happen. But, yeah, I'm really excited. Let me know. In my mind, like, they'll be set back, but I'd be surprised if they get fried. But,
yeah. But it is maybe a good reason to not plant all your peas when the crocuses bloom.
Yeah.
Plant half of them and then plant half a couple weeks later. And you mentioned succession planting, and that's works for many herbs as well as some vegetables, I think, and it sort of hedges your bets.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And we love doing that too, to just pay attention to what other generalizations we might learn from, you know, what else is happening in the world outside of our garden, but also, you know, looking at just general temperatures and seeing what emergent patterns we might notice over the years. But yeah,
Petra, what's
more
your
peas I'm never sad about.
Yeah, that, exactly. And, you know, if we get a hot period that comes quickly, it'll knock them down, because they like cool weather, but if extended cool, you might have peas for months here. So what are you doing in terms of your retail? You're starting curbside today?
Yeah, our curbside has begun today, and we're filling orders as we speak, although I'm standing by the pond trying not to distract the blue heron too much. We're doing our curbside transplant pickup really different than we've ever done it before, and hopefully we'll ever do again. We're just doing it pre-order this year so we can more fully honor physical distancing. So there's no need to exchange cash or, you know, any kind of money here. So it's all pre-order from our website, fruitionseeds.com. And you know, it was a really huge deliberation about 2 months ago when we saw the writing on the wall, and we, you know, have this beautiful greenhouse that we always fill with plants and always share them with people. And, you know, and so 2 months ago we were like, we can't imagine actually inviting people to the farm. Like, we need to actually not be doing this. And yet we all need these plants more than ever. And so it was a really heartbreaking and just really difficult decision. But we ultimately decided, because we all, like, for years we've said we're not a business, we're a service. You know, like, we don't sell products, we share services. And so we really felt like we've got to figure out a way to do this, because people need these plants more than ever. So it's pre-order only, and people simply drive up to stay in their cars, roll down their windows. We all have masks on, and we greet them and bring their transplants to them and just leave them on the ground so we're not touching any. It's very different than we've ever done. People are so appreciative, and everyone so far has been so respectful, and it really gives me hope for our species. And so we're open the next three weekends, this weekend and the following two. And from 9 a.m. to 10:30 is elders, seniors, anyone also who has immune-compromised systems. And then from 11 to 4 is public, open to the public. So, yeah, we usually have on-farm classes and tours and all kinds of fun things that happen, and people can pick out seeds. And it's a very, we're just kind of a warm, touchy, feely, like, come on in, sit yourself down kind of seed company. So it's really challenging for us to I'm used to giving everyone hugs that drives up. But we're doing it very differently this year in solidarity and love for the most vulnerable people in this time. We love them as much as we love these plants. And
the plants pass along your hugs to people, I think, right? They're... Yeah.
I've also started with our little three-year-old niece. In lieu of hugging her, we do jumping jacks, and three jumping jacks, and we say, I love you. So we've been sharing jumping jack hugs.
Great.
As well.
Great for a three-year-old. Or any age. Are there seeds that you're out of? Some categories that have just gone crazy this year, or generally pretty available? And again, it's pre-order for seeds and for transplants.
Yeah. Well, for the seed for curbside pickup, it's a much smaller seed selection. We have over 400 varieties, and there's a couple seed varieties that we've sold out of, but honestly, most of them are still available on our website. So we're shipping our tools and our seeds separately, just online. But for curbside pickup, just to keep things really streamlined, we have the only seeds that are available for curbside pickup are our we have a summer session sowing collection that's available there. But otherwise, we're encouraging people to simply purchase them on our website, and we ship them just to keep life simple and streamlined. But we do, you can also curbside pick up. We have our organic fish emulsion and organic granular fertilizer as well. Those we have available, but it's and that's all on our website. We have a separate transplant website. So everything that's on the transplant curbside pickup website, you can pick up here. But otherwise, we're just mail ordering everything else.
Well,
the inconvenience is real, but I'm hoping that it keeps us all that much more safe and sane.
Yeah. You know, Wear a mask to protect other people. That's the key, and it's really not that big a deal to do that. So I was in Wegmans for the first time in weeks yesterday, and I only saw maybe two people out of lots and lots of people over the course of my visit and in the parking lot who weren't wearing masks. So that gave me I was heartened by that people are taking it seriously, and we can get back to something more normal the more we cut down on the transmission of this virus. It's that simple.
Totally. Yeah. Agreed.
Right now, you mentioned transplants. What do you have for transplants? And what are you? I mean, obviously, you don't want to see people putting tomatoes in the ground. They make nice houseplants for a week or two.
Or four, yeah. So we're actively, I mean, the nice thing about the curbside pickup and the pre-order is that you pre-order them and they're yours. And then, you know, often this honestly has been historically our second busiest weekend of our garden store because we've never done pre-orders before. So people, it's kind of early bird gets the worm. But what's nice about the pre-order is you get your Brandywise tomatoes and you can pick them up just as it's time to plant them. And then they have their entire lives in our gorgeous, toasty greenhouses where we are taking absolute tender, loving care of them the entire time. If you can pick them up now, we won't stop you. But you know, if you don't have really nice supplemental light in your home, they're likely going to get leggy in the next 2-3 weeks. I wouldn't recommend planting them before Memorial Day. And our final weekend is that Memorial Day weekend, that 23rd, 24th. So you can order them now and then pick them up then, where in the past, if we sell out of almost everything every year. So, you know, if you know what you want and you're committed to getting it, you've got to get it early. So that's a really nice thing about this year. You can get them now and be really confident that you've got them and that we're going to take really good care of them until it's just the moment for you to plant them.
And one last plant I wanted to mention, and I know you've carried it for years, is the ground cherry. People should just plant more ground cherries. They're so easy. They're delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, they are one of my favorite phenomena of all time. It's too bad we can't grow pineapples here, but I will totally take a ground cherry. They're like the most tropical sweetness that I've ever tasted above the Mason-Dixon line. And they're so prolific and so fun. And they come in their own little husks. So they're literally like their own little bonbons. They're such, and they're totally, even though they're in the tomato family, they don't get late blight, early blight, Sartorial leaf spot. They are a separate genus. And so they're totally resilient and don't get any of the classic tomato diseases that bring other tomatoes to their knees. So they're so prolific and abundant.
If you get to know their early leaves, they do seed themselves somewhat, so you can keep an eye out for those. but I did find chipmunks like them, too. So,
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. I would love to put a little camera out there and watch a little chipmunk have a little ground cherry snack.
All these empty husks on the ground, it was...
The audacity. Oh, right. We don't just garden for us.
That's right. So, Petra, again, fruitionseeds.com in Naples. You can order seeds now, and you'll have them in a few days. And yeah, you can put them in the ground, depending on what they are, sooner or later. And again, all your video resources there, your online available. So thank you very much for taking some time on a Oh, it's not even going to get out of the 30s in Naples today. It's just...
Oh, I've got my long johns and my insulated coveralls. I'm so cozy.
Excellent.
And thank goodness we have these gorgeous greenhouses, so everyone else is actually cozy. All our green plants are actually cozy.
Exactly. That's good.
But lovely to hear your voice, Michael, and thanks so much for all that you do.
Thank you. Good luck this spring, and appreciate your time.
Thank you. Keep in touch.
Right. Yep.
So much
bye-bye.
Love.
That's Petra Page Mann. She and Matthew are the owners of Fruition Seeds. As she said, founded back in 2012. They do research with Cornell. They do a lot of work with local farmers, testing varieties, looking for better varieties constantly. When they plant, you know, and raise plants for seed, they are constantly selecting for slightly better plants, again, over time. That makes a huge difference. And so plants that are adapted, as she said, for colder weather. That's what they've been working on. That's been their mission. And so fruitionseeds.com. We'll take a quick break. Be back afterwards from our sponsors here on WISL 1040. Warren Thomas here. It is Naturally Green. And by the way, the music there is Peer Gynt Suite it's just an amazing piece of music. Norwegian composer and Edvard Grieg, who I spent a year in Norway as an exchange student, so and also part Norwegian, so this connection with his music, and it sounds like the sun is coming up in that piece. We have some great sponsors, without which I wouldn't be here on the radio, and the Birdhouse this morning is going to be having a special video presentation online of what's migrating right now. Some of the grosbeaks are coming through, the Baltimore Orioles, the hummingbirds, believe it or not. You'd think the hummingbirds would wait for warmer weather, but I think some have, if they're not in Rochester, have come close now. And it kind of, the Birdhouse has their finger on the pulse of what's happening. And, you know, their customers call them and send them photos and post them. And so you can ask questions and things during this online presentation at 10 a.m. this morning. They also do them at 10 a.m. on Tuesdays. And those are available. Look them up on Facebook after the fact as well. So Liz Magnani, the general manager of the Birdhouse, sometimes plays some of the bird songs, so you can try to identify some of these birds, even if you can't see them, and answers your questions. You can post questions for her. It's thebirdhouseny.com, and look them up on Facebook, thebirdhouseny.com. Also brought to you by Bergen Water Gardens. Larry now is focusing on lotus as never before, just continuing to expand the lotus beds, and this summer we're going to see even more demonstration beds out by the road at Bergen Water Gardens. They're on Buffalo Road between Churchville and Bergen. Not open for retail right now, I don't think. It's just too cold, for one thing. For the lotus, like warmer weather, and yet another cold May for those lotus. But they're in their greenhouses there at Bergen Water Gardens, and they're growing. They'll be ready for you to bring home in the near future. They're also shipping them not only around our area and around the country, but around the world. They have a varieties of lotus that people around the world are looking for. So visit them online, see what they have. Not only lotus, tropical water lilies, but also carnivorous plants, some really cool carnivorous plants. And follow them on Facebook to see and what's growing, what's in bloom, what the carnivorous plants are eating. It's bergenwatergardens.com. And finally, Gallia's Tropical Greenhouse and Florist is in Pittsburgh, the corner of Jefferson and Clover. Curbside pickup available. You can also go in and again, keep your distance, but some beautiful, beautiful flowers for Mother's Day, both cut flowers and pots and hanging baskets at Gallia's. And if your mother likes to grill, a big green egg would be a pretty cool gift. Get some family members together and bring home a big green egg. Space Age Ceramics, painted green, looks like a dinosaur egg. One of the coolest things that you can grill on, and very efficient because of that ceramic. It's available at Gallia's, G-A-L-L-E-A-S, gallias.com. Look them up. Follow them on Facebook as well. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on Naturally Green.
Wildwood flower grew wild on the farm, and we never knew what it was called. Some said it's a flower and some said it's a weed. I didn't give it much thought. One day I was out there talking to my brother and I reached down for a weed to chew on. Things got fuzzy and things got blurry and then everything was gone.
Welcome back. Mike Oren Thomas here. It's Naturally Green on WYSL 1040, 92.1 FM. And it is naturally white in some areas, although the snow is melting. We didn't get the 11 inches that we got on Mother's Day, I don't know, a decade, 15 years ago, somewhere in that range. 11 inches of wet snow. Really, I say that to make everyone feel better that some cold weather is really, for a few days, and I'd take that over 11 inches of wet snow, which really knocked down the bulbs and just ruined a whole lot of stuff with all that wet snow. So, and we can tolerate the cold, dress warm. Wind chill is about 20 here in Rochester. We have a special guest with us from Upstate Gardeners Journal and 585 Magazine, Jane Milliman. Good morning, Jane.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Staying largely warm, and you're celebrating 25 years of the Upstate Gardeners Journal this year. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yes, 25 years. Crazy, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. You were 5 years old when you started it.
That's right. You've heard my joke a few times, I think.
Yeah, some variation on it. everyone says that.
Yeah.
But again, you know, for something to last 25 years is amazing. And when you started Upstate Gardeners Journal, kind of what was your goal at that point 25 years ago?
I think getting published back then was a little bit more difficult than it is now, getting into actual print. And I think I've probably even told this story on your radio show before, but I used to live, I still now again live near Vinnie Massaro in the Park Ave neighborhood, and he has this wild, crazy garden. And I decided I wanted to write about it. And then I got to thinking, well, where would I get it published? Like, Vinnie's not going to take it. BNC's not going to take it. So, I don't know. One thing led to another, and I just made the sudden decision to start a gardening magazine.
Did you initially, I think, as I recall, although my memory 25 years ago is not as clear as it should be, maybe, did you always consider it a regional magazine because it covers Buffalo, Ithaca, Rochester, and Syracuse?
Right.
Was it like that in the beginning?
No, it was just Rochester in the beginning. And then one day, probably 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I was at Gardenscape, and a woman named Maria Walzak approached me. She lived outside of Buffalo. She lives in Attica, Bennington. And she approached me and said, hey, have you ever thought about expanding to the Buffalo region? And I said, yes, I'd love to expand to the Buffalo region. And she said, do you need a salesperson? And I said, yes, I do. And that was the start of our expansion. Maria is an amazing salesperson and an amazing ambassador for Upstate Gardeners Journal. She has since retired, but she still runs our Odyssey to Ithaca tour annually, which actually we are rescheduling this year for September.
Good.
And hopefully it'll still go off. But, you know, usually that's the first Saturday in June. And, of course, this year we had to postpone it. But Maria still runs that. And she's just a real cheerleader for us, which is so nice.
And you made the people may discover that they really love seeing the early fall gardens, and she'll end up doing both next, you know, in 2021, you know, a June and a September one.
Yep. We've talked about that. So maybe this is the kick that we need to get that going and make it a routine.
Now, the Upstate Gardeners Journal is free nurseries around the entire region. People may not be going to the nurseries as often yet this spring, but they can get subscriptions, right?
Right. You can buy a subscription online. You can also read the entire issue online, every single issue we put up on the website, free of charge. You can just leaf through the pages just like you would, you know, a regular magazine. And I encourage people, definitely, especially this year, to do that. Although I think some of the nurseries and other places where we distribute the magazine, they are putting a copy in with their curbside orders. And you could certainly ask, wherever you're shopping, ask if they have one that they could put that in with your order, too, if you want a physical copy.
And what's the flower on the cover of this issue?
That is a buckeye. That is a buckeye over at Draves Arboretum. I don't know what the name of it is here. Oh, Homestead. Eskless Homestead. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. And
we have a new photographer, Bonnie Guckin, who's done a few covers for us now, and that's one of hers. It's gorgeous.
It is. And buckeye is a plant that gets large, grows in some shade, and has these huge flowers. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful cover.
Thank you.
Again, one of the nurseries that's highlighted in it is Coldwater Pond Nursery, there's some great people. They are often one of the vendors for the symposiums and things that go on around our area, like the Gathering of Gardeners. You might run into Coldwater Pond Nursery. Not well known, though. They don't do much advertising. It's not, you know, you're not going to see them on TV or, you know, full page ad in the Democrat and Chronicle. It's a relatively small nursery, but some really great people.
And some fascinating, wonderful plants.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's got great, great stuff.
That's really what having a, I mean, it's kind of way I view my radio shows, that that you can highlight these places that people probably haven't heard of unless they've run into them in person, and you know, and some of them are right in Rochester, but again, Ithaca is only an hour and a half, 2 hours away, and Buffalo area nurseries, you've had a lot of advertisers and features on them, on you know, the Garden Walk in Buffalo. There's all of these things are accessible, but without your magazine, we really don't hear about them, in newsprint.
Right. Yeah. The advertising is inexpensive enough that even the really small nurseries and, you know, even part-time people, hobbyists who grow, for instance, daylilies very seriously or stuff like that, even those really small businesses can afford to advertise in UGJ because it's very inexpensive. It's great value.
And in this current issue, there's an article about Monroe County Cooperative Extension Seed to Supper program, working to help with food insecurity in our area. And again, this is a timely article, certainly, given the challenges these days and the amount of bounty that you can grow in a small space and then give away.
Yeah, it's wonderful. There's also, I wanted to mention, first of all, I want to just rewind 1 second because I was happy to hear Petra's voice today, and I've been soaking my fruition nasturtium seeds overnight because I'm going to start those inside, I think. Actually, I can probably just put them straight into the window box. they're pretty cold hardy, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah. I have one that's self. It just started growing from last year in my garden. So.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll see how it does. 28 degrees Monday night, but so far so good.
Right. I do every year. I have in my office building, outside my office building, there are these two containers that the management always puts, like, you know, red geraniums in, or some, you know, usually something that I consider to be fairly pedestrian. And so I won't do it yet because I have to wait until they actually plant up the containers. But I always do gorilla nasturtium seeding in those two containers. And so they get these, you know, wild colors that they weren't planning for.
Great idea. It doesn't take long to just drop a little seed in there. And
exactly. And it works perfectly every year. So anyway, so yeah, the other, do you know Carol Ritter Wright? Do you remember Carol from the Democrat and Chronicle?
For years. And I was just going to ask you about the article she did.
Yeah, so she called me so excited a few months ago about this thing that they're doing in Seneca Falls that is it's honoring the centennial celebration of the passage of the 19th Amendment and Susan B. Anthony's 200th birthday, which is the municipality is doing it, but they're trying to get homeowners to do it. And then she thought it would be a fun idea to have, you know, all of upstate New York do it, is plant the colors of the movement, which are purple, white, and gold. And I actually found in the Proven Winners Image Library a picture of a container that was planted with purple, white, and gold, and put that in the magazine. I think it looks very pretty. So I haven't planned out my containers yet, but maybe I'll do that this year.
And there's a lot you can do with those three colors. Tons, you know, gold / yellow. There are tons of options. And I think she was trying to get the municipalities to do this also in their plantings. Again, highlighting the celebration this year. And I love in your magazine, the official program of the women's suffrage procession, that you have a reproduction of that, I think.
Yes.
From
1913. Yeah, Kathy found that. Kathy Monrad, our creative director, found that image. And it's a great image, for sure.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. That was March 3rd, 1913, the official program, the women's suffrage procession. So, but one of the challenges as a publisher for interviews like this is that you're on to future issues. Like this one, you put this to bed months ago, right? I mean,
Well, the lead time on Upstate Gardeners Journal is not quite as long as it is on 585. But yes, it's definitely, we're planning the issues out months and months in advance, and, you know, deciding what the content's going to be, et cetera. Of course, this issue is considerably smaller than they usually are because he lost, I don't know, 6 pages of calendar listings or something like that.
Right.
So we just, you know, everything being canceled, we just don't. And that's usually our biggest, beefiest section of the magazine. And I think people really look to that and love the calendar. So, I mean, obviously, it's that the whole thing is bad, but unfortunate.
Right. I think if people check out your calendar, a lot of people don't realize how many different horticultural organizations are in our area, not just Rochester, but around the region.
Yeah, there's so many, and clubs, just lots of great stuff.
Yeah. And again, those clubs are not meeting right now, but they are, organizing online, if you're interested in a certain type of plant, or, you know, if it's African violets or hostas, there are multiple organizations in the region that work on those and trade plants and do plant sales, things like that. So you mentioned 585, and you are also the publisher and editor of 585 magazine, something that you took over doing relatively recently compared to 25 years of Upstate Gardeners Journal. Tell us a little background on 585.
Well, this is actually the seventh year. This May, June issue is marks the seventh anniversary of 585. I've been the editor for 5 years, and I actually purchased the magazine in November. So I'm now editor and publisher.
Congratulations.
And, but of course, as we're talking about planning way in advance, you know, I started planning this issue probably in like January or even last year, but I always like to do garden content in May, June for obvious reasons. And it turned out to be, very fortuitous because of the, interest in gardening increasing so much this year.
Seeds on the cover.
Seeds on the cover. We've got Bill Napstone on the cover, Crossman Seed, 182-year-old seed company. I'm sure you know Bill.
Absolutely, and he's not that old, but he's
he's not 182.
No, but he's elderly. he's been in the business a long time.
He has been in the business a long time, and I met him ages ago, well, about 25 years ago, really, when I started Upstate Gardeners Journal, because John DeVisser was a great advertiser, and he and Bill are close friends. So that's where I first ran across Bill. But I love to see him at Gardenscape every year and public market sometimes, and he's just a fun guy.
And there in East Rochester, you have... again, the sort of looking back, one of the Crossman Seed Company postcards from, I don't know when it is, must be 19, similar time frame to the other one, 1913, judging by the car in the photo, or in the postcard, those look like before 1920 at least.
Yep.
That's
and then there's the original building, which is now the Center for Youth on Monroe Ave, Crossman Terrace.
Right around the corner from Michael Hanen.
That's right.
Nursery.
Yeah.
Very appropriate. And again, it's our flower history, right? This is the seed companies. A lot of people maybe have moved to Rochester or not that familiar with Rochester's history, don't realize how big a role seed companies played here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, we were the flower city. Called that for a reason. We've got an amazing horticultural heritage here, and Crossman's a big part of that.
Yeah, and I've told people fairly often that's where I've gotten white clover seed. If you want to make a low maintenance lawn, add that to your lawn, and Crossman seed, one of relatively few places that reliably has white clover seed. But that's not the only gardening article. And the 585 magazine, you also, Lori Mercer did one too, and some nice photos of butterflies in there.
Yeah, I've never met Lori, but everybody else seems to know her, so I have to introduce myself one of these days. We did all of our business via email.
Right.
So, but yeah, she did a really great job with this reproduction in the garden, you know, pollinator focus story.
And there's also one on Good Earth Greenhouse, which is in Clifton Springs.
Terry, sorry for the guru. And of course, because Flower City Sundays are not happening, if you want to get plants from Terry, you'll have to go out to Clifton Springs, which I did last week, and you know, had a very safe and distant shopping experience there. And I picked up quite a few of the things that are in the article, actually. I love spurge, so I had to get one of these Miner's Merlot spurges. It's very, very dark purple. And she has pink dandelions. I did not buy a pink dandelion, but it looks interesting.
See, years ago, I swear I found a white dandelion, and you know, I lost it.
How did you lose it?
I know. I was digging dandelions out of someone's yard, you know, really like 30 years ago. And I just, you know, I noticed it, dug it out, and then it got mixed up with all the other dandelions. And Otherwise, I would have probably retired by now with the
yeah,
you know, the royalties on a white dandelion.
You could have, for sure.
So, again, but 585, so this the spring issue is a bunch of gardening articles, but also 585 covers food and drink. That's a big part of what you do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a huge thing. Everybody loves the food and beverage content, so we like to do a lot of that. We have I have a new columnist, actually, Naz Banu, who is doing sort of our more adventurous eats stuff, and she covered the second Tie Me Up location, the second of three, I think there are now, right?
At least and, two, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think there are three. And then, of course, Chicken French, Rochester favorite, from 480, the classic, which is really fun. Leah Stacey did a story on that. And, of course, we have our dining guide. We didn't take the dining guide out. We did take the do list out because there wasn't anything. You know, when we went to press, all of the really online offerings had not been developed yet. It was still early in the you know, COVID-19 reorganization. So, but we left the dining guide in because most places now are really doing takeout. And, of course, will reopen hopefully sooner rather than later, and it'll still be useful information.
Yeah. 585 also, you cover fashion. There's an article on dressing for success. Betsy Harris wrote this.
Yeah.
So it's, you cover, kind of cover it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we try. Yeah. And we're always open to suggestions.
And so, how do people,
do you have any ideas? If you have any pitches, let me know.
All right. And how do people get a subscription? They can go online.
Yes, you can go online, 585mag.com. It's $12 for 1 year, $18 for two. And then this issue and the last issue also you can read online free of charge. Just go to the website, and just like with Upstate Gardeners Journal, you can flip right through the pages.
And, you know, $18 for 2 years is really, that's a great bargain.
It is a great bargain. And subscription sales have been strong really the whole year. So I'm very grateful to everybody who's buying a subscription. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, as all small businesses, you know, it's a challenging year so far. And subscriptions are kind of a base of operations for you, right? It's kind of a, you know, you have that to keep you going.
It's definitely very, very helpful.
And so, but if you put them online and, you know, it's all free online, do you worry that people won't subscribe, or they're just those of us who really prefer to have that magazine in our hands?
Yeah, I think people do like to have the physical copy of the magazine. They can have it on their coffee table. You know, you can flip through it, whatever. If somebody comes over for a glass of wine, they can flip through it. I mean, I think that magazines are still, people really still like to hold them and take them in the bathtub and stuff like that. You know, you really shouldn't take your iPad into the bathtub. People do, but
right.
You probably shouldn't.
Right.
Normally we don't put it online free of charge, but I, you know, it felt like the right thing to do during this particular time.
Yeah. And people would normally go to, you know, a newsstand or the grocery store, and they would see
right.
this in the aisle and buy it, but.
Right. Grab a copy, and just people aren't doing that. So this is one way that they can access all the content.
Yeah. So this is the May-June issue that's out now, 585mag.com. And beautiful photography. It's a great way to kind of catch up with what's happening in our region on a broad spectrum. As I said, style, you do articles about cool houses and, you know, all kinds of things. any hints on what's coming up in future issues without being too specific?
Well, I can tell you that the next issue will have a large outdoor component to it. Probably not a surprise.
Right.
And then going into fall, of course, I'm assuming that I haven't heard anything about Fashion Week being moved. So usually we do pretty fair amount of style and fashion content for September, October to coincide with Fashion Week. And I've got another fabulous true crime story lined up from local boy transplanted to Brooklyn, Michael Benson. Do you know Michael Benson?
I don't.
You would love him.
I'll interview him.
Yeah. Anyway, he's a true crime writer, and he's done a few stories for us, and I have another one lined up.
Excellent.
For the fall.
All right. But Jane, thank you for spending some this chilly Saturday morning with us, and I look forward to future issues. Again, Upstate Gardeners Journal, 25th anniversary, available online, but also by subscription, and subscription to both of these for Mother's Day would be a nice gift.
That is a great idea.
Keep arriving for your mother or a friend that you want to do something special for this weekend. So thanks for your time.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for having me, Michael. It was great to talk to you.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Jane Milliman in the Upstate Gardeners Journal and 585 Magazine. Both great ways to learn more about what's happening here in our area. We will take a quick break. Be back after a word from our sponsors on WISL 1040. She likes weeds. They're easy to grow. They are easy to grow. Easy to grow in the morning dew. She likes weeds. They're easy to grow. And they always are there. Everywhere when she needs a few. Welcome back. Michael and Thomas here, the sponsors of Naturally Green. Those include Sarah's Garden Center, my original sponsor 26 years ago, 1994. It was just amazing to work with them over this many years. And they're out in Brockport. It was Kepler's Gardens at the time, 26 years ago. And they are Steve and Kathy Kepler. Are now own Sarah's Garden Center. That's Stephen's brother, Frank. And it was their daughter, Sarah, Frank and Donna Kepler, they named it after. And Stephen and Kathy purchased that and have been running that for many years now in Brockport. 389 East Avenue in Brockport, doing curbside service is available if you want to order online. Again, one of the amazing nurseries here in our area and garden centers with a lot of unusual plants. So check out what they've been putting online, sarasgardencenter.com. S-A-R-A-S, sarasgardencenter.com. Also brought to you by Bricolo Group. And their nursery is now open on 441, bricolotreeandlawn.com. You can get more details. They can deliver mulch. They can deliver plants. They can install gardens for you if you're thinking, maybe we're talking about seeds and vegetables earlier this morning. You're thinking maybe you'd like a vegetable garden, but you don't know where to put it, how to get good soil for it, all of those things. Bricolo can design and install that for you. It's bricolotreeandlawn.com. Again, the nursery on 441, just east of Turkill Road and Route 250. And Arbor Barber, Steve and Emily Leidy, if you need more light for your gardens, they can give you a free estimate on maybe taking down one of those weed trees that's gotten too big, which will only get bigger probably and perhaps very quickly, or just thinning or taking some lower limbs off trees. If you have work that needs a chainsaw, get a professional, not just a friend or neighbor. You need someone who knows exactly what they're doing, is well insured. Again, a professional is key with the chainsaw. And Steve and Emily Leidy, do some great work. It's Arbor Barber, 289-4117. Wisteria Flowers and Gifts is located on Culver Road right near University. They have flowers available for curbside or delivery. And Mother's Day, of course, not very far away, as in tomorrow. So check in with Wisteria, see what might be available. And consider giving your mother, you know, not just flowers on Mother's Day, but maybe doing weekly deliveries, especially over the next, you know, next month or 2 months. You know, what a special way to extend Mother's Day and have Wisteria do some weekly deliveries of flowers and extend Mother's Day. So WisteriaFlowersAndGifts.com. And finally, Palmiter's Garden Nursery, just south of Avon, between Avon and Geneseo, one of our destination nurseries. Again, curb service available there. They are just a stunning nursery. If you haven't been down there before, call if you're looking for some things in particular. It's Route 39 between Avon and Geneseo. When you call and visit our sponsors, tell them you heard about it here on Naturally Green.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones.
Welcome back. Michael Warren Thomas here. It is Naturally Green. In the next hour, we'll be back with For the Love of Food and then Discover the Finger Lakes. By the way, we have a new website. Compliments of a great friend of mine, Chris Clemens from Exploring Upstate. So if you haven't checked out saverlife.com in a couple of weeks, you probably haven't seen it. And you can catch past interviews there. We're going to be loading more from further back. And also we'll have today's interviews with Jane Milliman and also Petra Pageman from Fruition Seeds up later this morning, this afternoon. So stay tuned for the Love of Food here on WYSL 1040.